State environmental regulators and leaders of the coal and power industries announced Monday they'd filed comments on the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed rules that aim to reduce carbon emissions. Governor Earl Ray Tomlin says the Department of Environmental Protection worked with the West Virginia Division of Energy and the State Public Service Commission in filing a nearly 70-page document responding to the proposed rules. At a news conference Monday, Tomlin called those rules unprecedented and illegal.
If enacted, this rule will have devastating impacts on the economy of our state and our nation. With the introduction of these proposed rules, the EPA has brazenly inserted itself into a role that goes far beyond its responsibility under the Clean Air Act.
Officials from the West Virginia Coal Association and Appalachian Power joined Tomlin in condemning the EPA, claiming the rules would increase electricity rates while reducing carbon emissions by less than 1%. The rules proposed in June seek to reduce carbon emissions at existing power plants by 30% nationally by the year 2030. If the rule is approved as is, West Virginia would have to cut its individual emissions by 15% compared to 2012 measurements. But along the way, West Virginia would have to make significant progress by 2020. Appalachian Power President and COO Charles Patton argues that the EPA has ignored the fact that his company has already reduced carbon emissions by nearly 20% in recent years with the closure of old power plants and an increased use of natural gas. He also claims the rules' implementation would cause coal-fired power plants across the country to close.
The question I guess I would ask is, who believes that if in 5 years you shut down one-third of the entire electric fleet, generating fleet in this country, that costs would not be impacted for normal customers and reliability would not be impacted in our ability to build to replace that which is shut down as a result of this rule?
Bill Rainey of the West Virginia Coal Association says the proposed rules would take 49 gigawatts of power off the grid in the next 5 years. With Appalachian Power's John Amos plant in Winfield producing about 3 gigawatts, Rainey says that means about 16 similar-sized production locations would be shut down.
You know, you think about the economic devastation that not only it does for the locale where that plant might be located, but think about what it does to the grid. And taking a third of the generation capacity out and with an anticipated tough winter coming, I think we're going to have some difficulties. And they say, well, this doesn't take effect for a year or 2 years, but the uncertainty that's created causes people not to invest in the modernization that's necessary to keep them working.
Rainey says his organization collected over 12,000 comments from individuals across the state. A report issued earlier this year by West Virginia University's Center for Energy and Sustainable Development and other partners suggested the state focus on energy efficiency and increasing the use of natural gas to help meet the new standards. Governor Tomlin said the state has made efforts to increase the use of natural gas, wind, and hydroelectric energy sources, as well as conservation and renovation programs. Still, he says the carbon emission rules are too costly for the coal industry.
Those things we're doing, but at the same time, you know, our biggest our production of electricity for a century has been based upon the use of coal of West Virginia. It's affordable, it's reliable, and it's one of those things that does not require constantly new power plants to be built.
Monday was the final day for comments to be submitted to the EPA on the proposed rules. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.